Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from legendary jazz trumpeter and flugelhornist and an all-around cool cat, Eddie Henderson, we begin a brand new hour of Neon Jazz. That was the tune The Moon Train off his latest 2018 CD, simply called Be Cool, his mantra, and it's a return of sorts to the roots of his jazz sound. Speaking of roots, his mother was one of the dancers in the original Cotton Club, while his father sang with Billy Williams. So at the age of 9, he was given an informal lesson by Louis Armstrong, and he continued to study the instrument as a teenager in San Francisco, where he grew up. As a young man, he performed with the San Francisco Conservatory Symphony Orchestra, and he was heavily influenced by the early fusion work of jazz musician and legend Miles Davis, who just happened to be a friend of his parents, like many other jazz musicians. But Eddie was not only a musician, he was in medicine. After completing his medical education, he went back to the Bay Area for his medical internship and residency, and the break that thrust him fully into music. It was a week-long gig with Herbie Hancock that led to a three-year job lasting from 1970 to 73. After this time with Herbie, he worked extensively with other cats and legends like Feroa Sanders, Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Charles Earlin, and many others. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, a quite illuminating talk, he spoke about what jazz has done for him.
This taught me how to blend personally with people, too. You know, because there's nothing absolute. I found out through my musical experience, there's nothing absolute in life itself. So it just taught me to be a better person, to tell you the truth.
Along with so many things Eddie has done and will be, he is a faculty member of the Juilliard Music School and is a associate professor of trumpet at Oberlin Conservatory's Jazz Department. He's a very cool cat. It's an honor to kick things off with him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has given birth to jazz legends, from Charlie Parker to Bobby Watson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, full of so much jazz, it's simply silly, a good silly. So let's get another one here from Eddie back in 2003. This is the tune So What, as we keep on finding out So What's here on the show.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Eddie Henderson. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
This is my last affair, so please be kind. Handle my heart with care, oh, please be kind. This is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand.
So Eddie was close with Miles Davis, and he got some great stories and some grand advice. That was the 1938 tune, Please Be Kind, with the great Earl Hines and Freddie Webster, a trumpeter that had a profound impact on Miles. Listen to this story from Eddie.
And I emulated him. He used to hear me play and recommend to me, you know, don't try to imitate him. And then sometimes he would ask me, are you still trying to imitate me? And see, the person he imitated was Freddie Webster, who came before him. So that's how the tradition goes. So when one time he asked me, and I said, you mean Freddie Webster? He said, oh, I didn't know you was hip to that. And then he smiled and whispered in my ear. He said, everybody's a thief. I just made a short-term loan.
So Freddie Webster was a short-lived trumpeter that Dizzy Gillespie once said had the best sound on the trumpet since the trumpet was invented. Just alive and full of life. He was born in Cleveland, Ohio, and he led his own band before moving to New York City in the late 1930s. In New York, he worked with Benny Carter, Cab Calloway, Earl Hines, Billy Eckstein, and many others. He died of a heart attack in a room at Chicago's Strode Hotel. A heroin overdose was suspected in his death. From the King of New Orleans, here's Louis Armstrong with Mac the Knife. And as we get into this track, let's have a listen to Eddie talk about the first meeting he ever had with Satchmo.
Well, since my mother knew Louis Armstrong, she and Sarah Vaughan and Lena Vaughan both took me down to the Apollo Theater when I was 9 years old. And I remember we were sitting there and they took me. I heard him play and I was impressed by his big sound. They took me backstage. And I was 1949, and Louis Armstrong showed me how to make a sound on his trumpet and mouthpiece. You know, but I was so young and immature, I didn't know who really who he was or what he represented.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife, as Maggie did, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's Maggie, dear? So that's not a trace of red. Oh, on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Back the knife. Yes, from a tugboat by the river, baby. A cement bag drooping down, and the cement's full, the weight, dear. That you, Mackie, back it down. Yes, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And Mackie spent like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash? Suki Dodri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lynn, yeah, sweet Lucy Brown, yes, the line found at the right, dear. Now that Maggie's back in town.
Hey guys, this is Anthony Wellington here. I'm in Kansas City, checking out your beautiful city, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino. Enjoy.
That was the legendary band leader and drummer Art Blakey, and many cats got the chance to learn from the great Art. Eddie happened to be one of them, and when I asked him what the legends taught him, this was his response.
As right after Herbie, I played with Art Blakey, also, which is a musical institution which teaches you how to play melodies and make it become alive. So all these experiences, you know, one on top of the other, first with Herbie Hancock, then with Art Blakey, then with McCoy Tyner, Joe Henderson, you know, just added to my musical being and brings me up to the present.
From a cat in the jazz revival scene, this is jazz musicologist, pianist, and bandleader James DePonte, joined by a Chicago jazz band. This is the tune At the Jazz Band Ball, as this celebration of jazz continues around here. And before we do that, have a listen to a little duo that I ran into on the streets of downtown Chicago on June 28, 2018. They call themselves the Brass Twins, and they were good, very good. Dig it.
Jeff Swanson out of Chicago, bringing you my new record, Case Fitter, on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the Ukraine-born and Chicago-bred jazz pianist Art Hodes with the tune Fidgety Feet. And that was something that he knew very well. As we dip our feet into the Chicago jazz world during this slice of the show. So his career began at Chicago clubs, but he did not gain wider attention until he moved to New York City. And that was back in 1938. In that city, he played with Sidney Bechet, Joe Marsala, and the great Mez Mezro. But later, Art found his way back to Chicago in his own band in the 40s. And it would be associated with the Windy City. That is a band and a place that he played in for about 40 years of the last part of his life. From the hip and cool and very much a modern-day star on the saxophone today, this is Kamasi Washington with the tune Kipling Theme off the 2017 Netflix series soundtrack called The Get Down, as we keep on getting down and doing that thing around here on Neon Jazz.
this is Cole McGuire on drums.
This is Al McGuire on bass.
And we're the McGuire Twins.
And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeVito.
Thank you.
That was a legendary jazz piano cat, Ahmad Jamal, with the 1965 tune Dance to the Lady, ripped off a clean and crackly vinyl LP called Extensions. And to fittingly conclude our look into the very cool world of Eddie Henderson, he's been a reverberating theme throughout this hour, we give you the legend Miles Davis with the tune Weirdo. And before we do that, have a listen to Eddie talk about Miles.
However, I was studying, you know, classical music up until the time I met Miles Davis when I was 17. Then the light went on. Then I started pursuing jazz.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat full of many jazz miles, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Keeping it real.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always love hearing from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Like a cosmic dream.
Neon Jazz.